still might have a Indy 500 in August. I hope we do. If we do, it's probably most likely going to be without the crowds that we would have before, which would really limit the economic impact. I mean, we still might have the teams, the drivers. We may have the event televised, but it seems really unlikely that we're going to have that many people in that sort of a place this early without vaccines and other limits on the spread of the COVID disease.
Okay, so just to clarify, so you still think the event's going to go on? It's just not going to be as widely attended.
Well, perhaps, but I'm not sure how much you can really manage to put this on without exposing also those folks. I mean, I think it's just very unlikely that we're going to have crowds of this level anywhere in the United States in the next several months. And, the challenge with the Indy 500, same with the state fair, is there are people who want to do things. They want to show their products. They want to have their event. But without the people actually paying to attend, the finances are just very difficult to put together.
So we got some stuff from Chris Gall at Visit Indy, and he was talking about that, about the state fair going on at the same time as the Indianapolis 500. He was saying that the two events would complement each other. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, they're in different sides of the city. Even if they do go off, it's very difficult to see them having anything like the requisite numbers of folks that we've seen in the past. I think 200,000 or 300,000 people come to watch the Indy 500. We get 600,000 or 700,000 people visiting the state fair over a 2.5-3 week period. The city certainly has the capacity to absorb those number of visitors over that time period. But again, the experience of other countries that are now 120 days into this disease wouldn't suggest that we're going to be have limited restrictions on gatherings of anything like that time period.
So what does this mean for the GMR Grand Prix and the Brickyard 400 weekend on 4th of July?
Same thing. Again, colleges and universities around the country are planning on having summer classes like they are now, remotely, not on campus or in only small numbers. I suspect that some sort of restrictions that we're facing now will be lessened at some point, but being lessened to the point where we have 40,000 or 50,000 people walking around a state fair on a given Wednesday, or 250,000 people watching the Indy 500, or 175,000 people on July 4th in the Brickyard, just seems very improbable to me at this point.